I wonder whether I'm imagining it, but I do think that social media is getting less fake. And I wonder whether there's a space for O-Bullies like me that want to follow more authentic, older posts, not an endless stream of Kardashian drama. I'm not 20, but that doesn't mean I'm not cool. And to back that up, my friend Danielle Weekly, who's the editor of Women's Health, Women's Health Magazine, joins me on the line. I'm still cool. Hey, Dan.
I'm totally cool and also way too young to not think that.
Exactly. Is there a space for me on social media?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the rule with Facebook was by the time your mom joins us, you know you need to move on. So I guess not. It's time to look for other options, and that's what everyone's doing. So Instagram is no longer the space for Kardashians and Hadid sisters, but now a space for older people as well.
And is it my imagination that things are starting to get a lot less fake, a little more authentic? We see people talking about struggles with depression and reaching out for the support.
I mean, I think that's what's been quite amazing for it as a platform. So, yes, there is all still the fakeness, and that absolutely still exists, the lens of putting your best foot forward and what you want people to see. But what you're also getting is people using it as a platform to push an agenda that is much more real. So exactly, talking about anxieties and certain disorders, it's about celebrities using the platform to put forward something around a condition that they might have that allows other girls to talk about something. And then it's also become a space for older people also putting forward that notion that just because we've passed the age of 50 does not mean that we are completely uncool and irrelevant and whatever that might be. So there's this huge growth of amongst older influencers, but we're talking like 70 and 80-year-old older influencers with amazing white hair and cool clothes and a voice that's not sort of trying to speak to a Kardashian-y market about being cool, but actually is quite brash and sarcastic and funny.
And
it appeals to me.
It appeals to me a lot as well. I mean, where can we find that? Or is it something you just from your friend follows it, so you follow it? And,
you know,
to kind of find your niche.
Yes. And I think once you've found one, you know, Instagram's also very good about then tapping into like, oh, well, if you like this account, then you might like these guys. So there's an amazing woman called Accidental Icon on Instagram who is super fashion-y. She's a professor at a graduate school and very into fashion. And her whole shtick is around the fact that women her age are still just as cool, that there's not a strong youth skew to all these kind of things, that I don't want to be 20 anymore, and I'm not, and I'm much cooler the age that I am. So somebody like her, Elon Musk's mom, actually, funny enough, has had a huge rebirth of cool as an older aged model, Mae Musk. She's another one who's massively influential on Instagram and is the darling of the American social scene.
Are advertisers backing this up? Are advertisers going after these people and kind of featuring them in campaigns?
I mean, I guess the reality is,
you think about Nike. Nike certainly has that reputation for being authentic. But other advertisers.
I think where Nike is very authentic is also talking about black guys' D issues. And age certainly is one of them, possibly not necessarily in the athletics and fitness side of things. But brands, I think, also start taking notice when they can see a big following. You know, that is the joy of influencer marketing, is once you can see that somebody's got 2 million people following them, you realize that they have a voice and it's an important one. And again, that's why those messages are important. So not just to advertisers, but to people following them, to be able to sort of talk about things that don't necessarily make you feel that good or make you feel uncomfortable, and sort of seeing it reflected back to you. You know, social media is just a mirror, and I think Instagram very cleverly does that because it's so visual.
When is the Kardashians' time going to be up, do you think?
They've moved up to a whole new generation of Kardashians.
I know, they're breeding like crazy. It freaks me out.
So they've gone into the new sisters, so there's the whole Jenner collection, and now there are there are lots of babies, and they are very socially media active.
I mean, is there not a point where there's some kind of backlash against that? Or do you think it's always going to be popular? It's always going to be out there, and it certainly appeals to maybe a younger audience.
Yes, I think it's exactly that. I think that everyone has, all content has an audience, and that's exactly what it is. They appeal to a particular audience for a particular reason as well. It's also not necessarily that people are following them slavishly for a myriad reasons, but that they potentially want to just see behind the scenes or check out an outfit or see what they're up to. There is obviously always a huge backlash against the Kardashians for many reasons, and the current one is about the fact that they're misappropriating American black culture. There's always going to be something, but that their talkability is also what makes them famous. They're constantly drumming up something. So no, I don't think they're going anywhere, but there is space for lots of other opinions and more interesting people and different age groups and vibes, absolutely.
Danielle Weekly, the editor at Women's Health Magazine, thank you very much for coming.